Love the accent.
Yeah, we want to have him on.
Australian, just because, I think?
500 games over this period of time seems a bit high to me.
Yeah, it does.
It's intriguing that he was trying to concentrate on a big number and staying just below it and how possible it is. As I suggested to him, I think if we look at a lot of sports, it's a little different in Major League Baseball because they spend more time on the money line, but hockey, basketball, football, these guys are really good. I mean, if they've studied this also, those who make the line for decades. And the reason why those casinos are so big and so busy and continue to build more is they have a lot of skilled people, not only in sports gambling, but conventional gambling and the shows and all that. So just solely because they are right around the number, I don't think it convinces me as much as the professor, but you are dealing with kids who are, you know, 18 to 23. Most financially are in a position where they are more vulnerable than a 28-year-old professional athlete. And do we honestly believe a college gambling scandal is only taking place once a decade? And every time...
I would think it's going on a fair amount.
Yeah. What's a fair amount, though?
Well, I don't know. That 500 number struck me as large, but I think some of what he says makes some sense. And the point that hit me the most, I think he made it towards the end. How do you prove something like this? How did they catch the, you know, guys down in Arizona State?
Vegas saw that big money was going in on games where it was too high. You know,
don't you think still though it's pretty tough to.
It's also pretty tough to say those 500 games, just suggesting that the line was 12 and the game ends up at 10 to prove, okay, it wasn't a matter of a team not playing quite as well as those suggested. It was stepping back a little bit. It was you're up by 15, you're a key player, for whatever reason you're playing late, and you miss a couple shots. So... you're right. It's tough to prove both ways. I thought it was pretty intriguing that in this NCAA poll, slightly less than 2%, but, you know, 1.5% of players admitted knowing a teammate who took money for playing poorly. I would like to hear from one of those players in a little bit more than just, you know, checking yes. I know somebody in that category. Tell us a little more about the story. You know, what you're suggesting?
I told the story a couple weeks ago when I was just getting back from Vegas. It was Michigan-Ohio State, and it was in Columbus, and Michigan was getting 10 points. Ohio State was up by 11, and there was like 6 or 7 seconds left, and Michigan had the ball, and they inbounded it, and, you know, the guy could have gone in for an easy layup, and Michigan could have lost by 9, and he just held the ball. I mean, I assume there's probably a lot of examples like that where it comes into play, kind of like
yeah.
what the professor was saying.
Okay.
And I'm not saying, you know, hey, you know, that Michigan guy was on the take.
Right.
I'm just saying, it seems like there are a lot of examples like that where it's just so close to the number, and you wonder. It makes you wonder.
True, although a lot of times, and to me, it's an incredibly high percentage, how high is up for grabs. What happens in games like that, they look over to coach, and the coach says, that's enough, we're done, let's get the game over, let's move along. You know, so how do we prove that was all about, oh, geez, the head coach was on the take, the player was on the take, as opposed to we've lost the game, we're disappointed, instead of just a fruitless attempt to score and lower the number to, you know, 7-5, 11, whatever it might be, let's just get the heck out of here.
I assume most of the inactivity is probably happening, you know, with 6 minutes left, 5 minutes left, you know, as opposed to, you know, 8 seconds left.
Yeah.
What you said, where the coach is just saying, hey, this game's over, we're not winning, just dribble the clock out.
If you're really going to sway this, if you're really going to be so influential that the team will win, but you're under the number, you're right. You can't just worry about this with 2 minutes to go because you might not be playing
mm-hmm.
at that particular point. Let's take a call or two, and I also want to get to this St. Thomas story, which was in the Trib today. Jeremy, you're on the leader.
Yeah, hi. I was just going to comment on that the Arizona State situation. I don't know if you guys remember, but they made like a TV movie out of it. I think it was on like TNT or something like that, and it was his name was Headache Smith, And they actually showed in the movie, like, the art of him playing defense, how he, like, stepped back a couple steps. And I guess the way they got caught is the last game, all the people went to Arizona State. A bunch of students went up to Vegas and gambled. The line went down something like 10 or 11 points, but they ended up winning the game. And there was some other person involved that got caught for drugs, and he ended up ratting him out or something like that, so he got a better deal. That's how they ended up getting caught.
Well, now, was that in the movie, or was that in real life? Because I know ESPN did a week series on gambling in sports, and maybe I'm just forgetting here. I didn't think it was college kids. I thought it was the individuals who were adults and more organized. They were betting a lot of money in Vegas, and then one of the casinos saw the amount of money, and that's what tipped him off on the story and how they ended up breaking the scandal out in Tempe.
Yeah, they had the interview with the college bookie at the end of the movie, and he was talking about that's how normally it started, but then word got around campus that they were being overconfident. And word started spreading around campus, so a bunch of students went up to Vegas, and they were all just betting crazy on the other team, and the line went down, and it went down something like 12 points. So I guess they just, like, were talking too much and just, I don't know, being stupid.
At Arizona State, that doesn't seem possible. I'm stunned. I'm stunned to hear that accusation. Thank you, Jeremy.
You went there, right?
possible. That's just a slight possibility. Are you suggesting you've listened to the show and it makes more sense, that accusation?
No, nothing like that. No.
Hey, thanks, Jeremy. Let's pause. We'll come back in moments.